It's Big Mama.
Hey, this is Fry Daddy.
And hi, this is Big Mama.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, I can't hear. Oh, wait, I bet Alex has my... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, now I can hear.
Yeah.
Can you hear
hello,
me?
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was on the phone with Gully.
You know what? I forgot to tell you this, Melanie. We're getting a Nordstrom.
What?
Yes, we are.
It will change your life.
Well, we are getting a Nordstrom. Now, I don't think it opens for a couple of years because I don't know what sort of retrofitting they have to do in that old Macy's at the Galleria, but we're getting a Nordstrom.
The San Antonio one has the anointing. We even have a piano player in ours that just plays live piano music constantly.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice touch.
Hey, Travis, you could do that on the side.
It might actually pay more than ministry.
And then if you were here, like, you know, Angela could sing and then I could play the tambourine in the background.
That's good. And girls who want to audition for the praise team could just walk by and sing.
They could. They absolutely could.
Yeah, like I could go from Misty into Shout the Lord and they could just start singing.
You know, you could. I think this is a beautiful idea.
I think you're on to something. Okay, I have a question. Is the phrase all of a sudden or all of a sudden?
It's all of that. Now, on the internet, which is always true, it says it should be all of a sudden. So we're all wrong.
No, that's all what we say.
That's what we're saying.
Oh, I thought y'all said all of the sudden.
No.
Okay. Well, see, then.
It doesn't really make sense now that you think about it.
No, all of a sudden. All of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I think I've said that wrong my whole life.
Well.
That is tragic.
That's all right. It's the same way my little sister says clean. She doesn't say Kleenex. She says clean axe.
Clean axe.
It will not. It will be darling. I do remember, you know, which that day or that night or whenever it was that she had on the jeans, she had on a red shirt, I think, and it looked great.
Yes,
on that color looked great on her.
Mm-hmm. Y'all really do need some therapy that you even remember that.
Travis, I have told you those jeans made a deep impression. They made a deep impression on me. Deep.
Listen, I have too much to do in life, but I think of so many great things, and I wanted so badly to send y'all a Christmas card from her jeans. I was going to take a picture of them. I was going to actually go to Wolf Camera and have a card made saying, you know, wishing you a great fit in 2008. Love, Angela's jeans.
Oh, I would have framed it, and it would have been a treasure. It would have been an heirloom.
I never even saw that. I just am living vicariously. I'm just totally trusting Sophie. I've never even seen these jeans.
Well, I called you from the arena, did I not?
Yes, she did. That is the truth. And she said, "You won't believe the jeans Angela Cottrell has on."
Christy Knuckles and the jeans in one room.
Don't even get me started about Christy Knuckles. I can't. I'll be distracted the rest of the afternoon.
Because that's about her hair.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
She has the best
She's
hair.
Great.
I'm going to have a holy moment here thinking about those jeans and Christy Knuckles' hair.
You just don't let out a holy roar. Get it?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find all my file.
I guess.
What?
You've got all the questions, right? Didn't we just say you were going to be the question MC?
Sure, I'll be the question MC. I have a ton of them. I mean, like, I have more than I can ask or Travis could ever answer.
I guess I need to turn my phone off, although I would love for it to ring because it rings the Bee Gees too much heaven.
Hey, it does.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
You know what David's rings? You know what?
You were so cool.
Well, no, you don't know what David's phone rings, but David's phone rings to Jim and Andy from The Office singing whatever that song is about Give Me the Beat, Boy, and Free My Soul.
Yes.
No.
It's Andy and Jim singing.
Where did he get that?
Somehow, because he's techie, he took the audio file and made it into, I don't know, made it into a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say that even though he's not old school Office, Andy might be my favorite.
Oh, he is my favorite.
Wow. Cornell, ever heard of it?
That was it. I can't remember because, you know, they all run together now that we hadn't had a new one in forever. But when he was asking Pam out and he went and stood up at her desk, remember? And he, or he wasn't asking her out. I can't remember. But yeah. He stood like with
you,
his.
Me, or something. Yeah. When he did the whole list of things.
Uh huh. And he stood with his legs like 4 feet apart. That brings me such joy. I can't even tell you. Oh, it just makes me happy.
My all-time favorite Annie moment, though, was singing with the two friends on the speaker.
Oh.
I'm
telling you, pay those writers some money and let them go back to work, people.
Take a moment. Just have a moment of silence in honor of that.
We might need to have some intercessory prayer on their behalf.
Well, you know, now they say that we won't have new shows till the fall, no matter what.
It makes me crazy.
You know that? I hate to break that news, but it's true.
And are y'all 24 people?
Totally 24 person. Except I hated last season. I hated it.
Last season was horrendous. Horrendous.
Yeah, that's what all my 24 friends say. I don't watch 24. We don't do drama here, but I sort of live vicariously through other people who watch it.
Mm-hmm. It's good. The problem with us watching 24 is it's one of the few shows Perry and I will sit down and watch together. And at some point in the season, I know that he's going to say, "This is completely unrealistic. I'm never watching this show again."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so then I have to, like, talk him back in to, like, well, let's go ahead and finish out the season. But last season, I couldn't do it. I said, "You're right. It's terrible." He's usually offended by the way somebody's holding a gun because nobody would really hold a gun like that. That's the wrong caliber of ammo. It's mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Which, like, whatever.
It is not,
you know.
This is completely unrealistic. Turn it to Lost.
All right, Travis, how many questions are you up for?
Oh, just you can lay them on me. I've got a list of things, of fun things to talk about, too. This may develop. This may.
Do you have a clipboard?
I don't have a clipboard this time, but I did last time.
Well, I'm sorry. We cannot accept your questions if they do not come from a clipboard.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Here's what I want to say.
Okay.
Who gets 90 comments about Jesus? No, wait. Let me go back. Who posts about Jesus in the grocer's mailer? And then number two, who gets 90 comments about it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw that this morning. And I thought, why am I looking up all these fashion links when I could have just taken a picture of the HEB flyer and talked about cheese nips? That'd be a lot easier.
See, I was just in the Walmarts with Levi, and I meant to grab some Cheez-Its, and I forgot because I thought it'd be funny if I had my clipboard and Cheez-Its during the podcast.
Well, you would have had to have taken a picture then and sent it for us to put up with the post. Now, see, I'm no kidding. I was sitting. Alex was. I actually organized a craft that afternoon, and he was painting at the kitchen table. And I thought, well, I'll look through the grocery flyers. And no kidding, when I saw those two flavors of Cheez-Its in one box, I gasped. And he said, "What is it, Mama?" And I mean, you know, you can't even tell a 4-year-old. I was like, "Nothing, baby. Nothing." Nothing, it's fine. I'm so excited.
Oh, no, she's up to, let me update that, she's up to 105 comments on the season. 105.
For crying out loud.
If you think there aren't some people that feel strongly about the cheese-flavored snack.
Well, and there are some people who have been very, very adamant that there, it is neither a cheese its or a cheese nips question, that it is a goldfish question. Or better cheddars, that both Cheez-Its and Cheese Nips are inferior. But I disagree. I think the Cheez-Its are delicious.
Well, clearly, I didn't know if you were really that crazy or if you've been sniffing that black marker that you wrote the arrows with.
Okay. You ready for a question? Oh, wait. Did you have another question, Travis, on your list of things to discuss?
Oh, no. We can go. We'll go with your questions. I'll interject as we go along.
Okay. Please do.
Hey, I think I've started something with you two in the IMing, haven't I? I bet y'all are going to be IMing more.
I feel so young and hip and cool.
And now.
I do. I threw out an LOL last night.
I threw out a couple of LOLs.
Mm-hmm. I got ROFL by tomorrow.
I got an email from my friend Elise. I got an email from my friend Elise today, and she at the end, she put... LYMI. Travis, do you know what that means?
LYMI?
Mm-hmm. This is a test. Do y'all know?
No.
Okay, so I had to email her, and I said, okay, I have to ask, what in the world is LYMI? And it's love ya.
Love you.
Mean it.
Love ya.
Mean it.
Love you. Mean it. Mm-hmm. I think she made that up.
Mm-mm. No, apparently that's what the kids are saying. L-Y-M-I. Love you. Mean it.
Do they still say Lilas? L-Y-L-A-S?
No, I don't think
love
so.
Love you like a fist?
No, I don't think they say Lilas or you are too close to before got 10. I don't think they still say that.
BFF.
I still say BFF, but I don't think anybody else
BFF.
Stuff. I know. I know. Okay, let's see. All right, first question for Travis. You ready?
I'm ready.
What does Beth Moore get when you go to the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
Question number two.
I know. Okay, you ready? This question is from Cindy. This question is from Cindy. And Cindy, if she has a I don't know which Cindy this is. I can't tell from my...
Oh, I bet this is my North Carolina friend, Cindy.
Do you think?
I bet it is.
Okay.
She is on... Yeah.
Okay, I can't tell what her email address is hidden for some reason. I don't think I can see it, what it is. But anyway, she says... after my pretend BFF Mandisa was on American Idol and was utterly and completely perfect, and you were in the audience waving your sign and smiling with your gorgeous, fabulous, trouser jean-wearing wife, did you meet any of the other American Idol contestants?
Oh, that was a fun trip. And you know what? I'm mourning my sign. I don't know where my sign is. I think her mom has it.
Aww.
Which I would be totally happy with that because her mom, I love her so much. But, it was fun. The first night, the Tuesday night, we went, and we didn't get to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were waiting, like, there's the side entrance thing, and we were waiting there to go in, and all the idols came through, like, they were 20 feet from us, walking through. And she walked through, and Angela and I immediately burst into
tears. Uh-huh, I was going to say, ball crying.
Because she looks so gorgeous. Oh, see, look. The Bee Gees just started singing. Hold on. My phone. I didn't turn it off after all that. She looked so beautiful that night. That was my favorite night of her whole run.
Aww.
Singing and how she, and she looked so incredible. We just cried. So anyway, the first night we just got to barely say hello to her afterwards. But then the second night, which was the results night, we afterwards they have a dinner for all the contestants together and any family that they might have at the show
cool.
That night. So we went with all of them, like all that was the week it went from 11 to 10. We were there the night that Chicken Little got voted off.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
After that we all went to
what was his name, Kevin Corvey, so was that his name?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I pulled that out of nowhere. Thank you.
Yes, you did.
Covey. Mm-hmm. Covey. And we went to Buca di Beppo and I got my picture with all the idols and had a great time and kind of bonded with Catherine McPhee's boyfriend, who's a Christian, and he had just read one of Beth's books that just so happened.
Cool.
So we got to talk and so it was a fun time. Actually, Mandisa's singing in their wedding this weekend.
Is she?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very cool.
I feel like we just got some sort of insider scoop, Melanie, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. I had no idea.
Hey, by the way, I know Melanie knows this, but David's best friend Todd is engaged to a girl. Now, this is one of those good Southern things you have to follow. But Todd's fiance's brother-in-law is the guy who Todd's fiance's brother-in-law is the guy who plays the piano in American Idol. He does the arrangements.
Oh, what's his name?
Michael. I can't think.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Rock on.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Well, and when Denver, you know, my buddy Denver was in the Next Great American Band, he got to know who's the guy that was the band leader for American Idol. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Rats. I'll think of it later and be mad at myself. Anyway.
Okay. And then she also says, Cindy also says that they have a total Travis Cottrell lookalike at our church. And she said it freaks her out a little, but if you ever need a body double, she can hook you up.
You never know when you might need that.
You really don't.
You never know.
For some stunts or something, you know, that could be handy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if he wants to keep up, he better be going to Backyard Burger 3 times a week.
Okay, let's see. That's not a Travis question. Okay, the next Travis question is, okay, she says, at the risk of revealing my profound spiritual depth, this is from Kelly, where did Angela get those trouser jeans?
See, boo, you planted this.
I did not plant that question. I did not plant that question. Now, I do know the answer, but if you would like to share, you just go ahead.
She got them at Parisian.
Right.
Which is a department store here in the South, or it was, until it was maliciously
overtaken.
Blown to smithereens by Belk.
Mm-hmm.
Belk, I mean. So, yeah, she got them at a department store, and they were way on sale.
They were great looking. And see, now we can go ahead and tell that the reason why the insider who gave me the information on the jeans was, in fact, you.
Yes.
It was.
Because I think I still have your original email.
Because you you reached out in a time of deep crisis, and you ministered to the internet by providing an answer for me. Okay, Travis question. Let's see. This is sweet. This is from another Kelly. This is from Kelly in Michigan, and she wants to know how you met Angela.
Oh,
good
awesome.
Question.
Isn't that a good question?
That is a great question.
We were both going to church together at Two Rivers Baptist Church in Nashville, and it's just so early 90s. This is crazy I'm about to say, but we were in the singles ensemble, and I'm doing my air quotes here. We were in the singles ensemble, and we were in there together. But listen, she was so beautiful. Like, I would never have dreamed of asking her out.
Oh,
like, because we were like living different lives. Angela's 3 years older than me, and so at that point in life, I was in college, living in a dorm room, eating crunch berries and dilly beans for dinner. And she was out of school and had a credit card and a job. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like two different people. Why she went out with me, I don't know. But she was just kind of those, she was that beauty from afar kind of thing. And so I just got a little nudge from one of her friends, and I called her up, and I called her like at 10 minutes after 9 one night, and I woke her up, and I'm like, for crying out loud.
Well,
never mind. Yes. So I asked her out, and we did somebody drop their microphone?
No, I'm sorry. I was just making sure I was plugged in my hand inadvertently.
It was hot. It was a hot mic.
A hot mic.
Is there an AV person in the room? Listen, sorry. I have to say this about when we were dating, because I was still in college, and she would pick me up. Of course, I had a car and a license. But, you know, she'd pick me up at the dorm. She would pick me up.
I'd ride my bike by her house multiple times a day.
Before dark, of course, because I had to be in.
Oh, have mercy.
But listen, she would drop me off, and we'd give a little hug and a little peck on the cheek, and I'd go up to my dorm room, and guys who were watching us, you know, say goodbye in the parking lot would come out of their room into the hall and high-five me. She was that, and still is, that just, like, unbelievably beautiful.
That is great.
She's a beauty, I tell you.
Oh, that's so
well
sweet.
Well played, Travis. Mm-hmm. Well played.
There you go. Oh, me. Okay, let's see. All right, another.
I'm taking too long on these
questions. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Mm-mm.
I can't believe I'm here with Big and Boo. I just am nervously talking.
Well, as you learned.
It's not at all like being with the cast of American Idol.
Right.
That's just, you know. I mean, this,
yeah,
this
and I'm sure
time.
They all remember. I'm sure all those people remember my names. They were so thrilled to meet me.
Well, and as you learned Monday, the first time we try to do this podcast, this is a first-class operation.
Yeah, and I brought a level of tech savvy as a studio musician that really, really blew y'all out of the water.
I mean, that was a train wreck, but it was a funny train wreck, so that makes it okay. Okay, this is a serious question. This is from Fran. And this is actually a good question, but you may have to think about it, and then we'll come back to it. She says, what do you mean? Oh, no, she said, what do you say to your children who are older? And she said, you know, like kids who are 10 or 11. And they want to know why it's okay to make fun of the people on American Idol who are just terrible and can't sing. She said, we see the judges doing it through the words and body language. And she said, Lord knows I can chime in with them and totally join in. And I know it's terrible, but she said, I just wondered how you would answer that with your own kids.
And you know what? And it hurts my feelings. And I know that last week, what we usually do is, you know, we always TiVo it.
Right.
And at this point, it's so, you know, they've got their deal going on. You know exactly what's walking in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That we fast forward through all those because we just want to hear the good singer.
Right.
You know? So we don't really watch it. We don't let our kids watch it. I know that one, when Angela and Lily Kate were watching together a couple weeks ago, and somebody came on who was just pitiful, mm-hmm. you know. And, oh, it bothered Lily Kate, and they turned it off, and Angela said, let's pray for her. We'll just pray that God would help her find her destiny.
She would
know. So they did. They stopped to pray for her. And so all that to say is we don't watch the funny ones.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, though, that, you know, if I'm by myself and I'm just watching the whole thing, I watch it all. But they seem to have softened. You know, I think... Yeah, it is milder, and the last couple of seasons were like over the top.
Yeah, it got hateful. Kind of, I mean, it really did.
Hateful, yeah.
Well, you know who I got so sad for the other night is the guy that had that his wife went into labor, that her water broke mm-hmm. the day of his audition, and the way they built up his story, I really thought he was going to make it because they kept. Oh, there's my phone.
Who is it?
Sorry, it doesn't play the Bee Gees. Hold on one.
Okay.
It's just my husband. Oh. I'll call him back.
He'll keep.
He obviously didn't get the memo that I'm building my media mm-hmm. empire today.
That's right.
He would be on the podcast.
You know what? That guy, he just had a bad audition. They should have let him sing another song because I thought he was decent.
I did too, and I was kind of surprised because I thought they were going to let him through because I really thought, because, you know, sometimes I can tell by the lead-in story
right.
if it's going to be somebody that ends up being good because they take more time, and I really thought he was going to make it, and I was so sad when he didn't. It made me sad because he seemed like such a nice guy.
He did.
Baby, and
he was just a little over the top with the, you know, mm-hmm. but I love that song. Mm-hmm. Love that song.
Yeah, and he, so. Some of those ones that are middle of the road, sometimes they'll pick on something about their voice that may be relatively true, but certainly not true enough to disqualify them from having a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And like for him, I was going, oh, let him sing one more for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going. Mm-hmm.
I know, but it is. It's mm-hmm. so sad when they, you know, it just is sad. All right, I have another question. This is from two people. This is from Stephen and Kristen. Well, it may just be from Kristen, but anyway, I've got both their names. But she says, hello, Boo Mama. First of all, I would like to ask you how you got to meet Travis Cottrell. I don't think she knows the part about where I could have met you, but I didn't, and I fled, and I ran the other way at the concession stand.
Okay, pause.
What?
You know why I was at that concession stand, right?
No.
Because yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Because I had walked Christy Knuckles to her car. I carried her baby for her.
Shut up.
So what you missed was me walking out. I was walking Christy out because she had that brand new baby in that heavy, you know, car seat. I wanted to help her. I took her to her car, and then I was walking back from that. That's the only time I ever came up.
Get out of here.
Wow.
It's your favorite.
I think, oh, my word.
Can you even imagine?
I can't even.
You'd have stumbled upon that scene.
Melanie, can you imagine the phone call you would have gotten had I seen that?
I know. I'm telling you,
okay,
I probably would have driven there and picked you up.
Okay, but then she says, is there a process you follow when you write your music? How do you get the tune and the words? They're all big fans of your music and her choir, but how does that happen for you?
You know, it's kind of, and I'm going to blog about this soon, because what I do is kind of confusing, but I have like if I write worship songs, it's kind of one process. If I write things that are for choirs, it's another process. And then if I write songs for me to sing as solos, it's another process altogether. The truth is, I'm not like I'm not one of these songwriters that just loves to get up and write a song. It's a little bit hard for me. Uh-huh. When I get into music, I'm really an artsy kind of flighty person, but when I get into music, I get pretty analytical, and so it's hard for me to free up my mind to do that sometimes. But usually I start with a lyric, you know, and I'm more the music person, so I'll get with somebody who is more of a lyricist, and they'll either hand me a lyric they've started, or we'll get into a room and say, what would we say if we wanted to say this? You know, how would we say it? We would just kind of start fumbling around, and then maybe I'd go to the piano and just start kind of just fumbling, trying to come up with a tune. But I'm really, you know, even though I've been doing this for a gazillion years, it feels like I still feel new at songwriting. I'm still learning a lot, and I'm working on a solo record right now where I've been able to be paired up with some of my hero writers, mm-hmm. like the best songwriters I've ever heard of. Listen to you go,
I heard one of them on the radio yesterday. I heard an oldie on the radio yesterday. It had me a little moment.
You did? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and so I'm learning. I'm just learning. I really am not an expert on writing songs. Now, what I love to do, you know, as a worship leader, and some of the things that I put out in the market that are like songbooks and stuff like that, I love to arrange things that help people worship.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love doing songbooks and accompaniment tracks and these kind of things that you can put in the hand of a worship leader or worship team, and that equips them to worship. That's what I could kind of consider one of my stronger things, you know, one of my stronger passions. So
I didn't tell you about how we sing your arrangement, the In Christ Alone, and On Christ the Solid Rock, we sing it at our church. I told you that, didn't I?
Yes. Yes. And I kept that because I wanted to respond and tell you that I feel like my head's going to pop off in the middle of that song, too.
Sometimes I feel like I kind of reach out, kind of like, and grab David's arm, like, is this going to be the day when his head flies off? Because, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. Now, you want to talk about, you know, a song that enables the spirit to move where some hands start going up. It is that one. I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, I love that song. I love it so much. I wish I had written that one. And I think I'm going to get the chance to write with one of the guys who wrote that, whose name is Stuart Townend. He's amazing. But, man.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. That'll do, pig.
Okay. All right. This is another question. It says, hi, Boo Mama. I have a question for Travis, and then who I think is the best songwriter and singer, by the way. She says, how old were you when you started, and she means you, Travis, not me, when you started to learn to play an instrument, and what was it? She said, my boys take guitar and they love it. I would love to see them using their talent for Jesus one day. And that is from Tracy. So how old were you?
You know, I was the last of four kids. My siblings were all a good bit older than me, and so my sister started teaching me piano when I was five, and she was like 16 or 17. So, and she was a great teacher. She taught me all the way up until I went to college, really. So really, it was just piano for me, and I started when I was five.
Mm.
But guitar's great, too. They're two different approaches because, you know, well, they're two different instruments. So if there's a season in life where you can give them a little bit of both, gosh, they'll be so fortunate.
I always play. I play the piano, but I kind of lost it when I went to college because I didn't stay after it.
Well, because you don't have and you don't have a piano in college. Because I took from the time I was six, and you see that it has really led me nowhere.
Well, but now we are very good typists. We are very good typists.
Well, it's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really.
Yes, in fact, Mel has a typing trophy from ninth grade. We hear.
I do. It's true. I know that sounds like I would just make that up for the glory.
I have often created fake typing awards for myself.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. For the fame and recognition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a certificate somewhere.
You know, I tell my kids, they take piano, and they complain a lot, and I tell them they are free to quit when they're 18. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, how many adults, like if you survey adults who took piano and as a kid, and they begged to quit, and their parents let them, and now they regret it. 100% of the people regret it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think
so.
I would agree with that.
So, but you don't teach them, do you?
No way.
Okay. I didn't figure.
No way.
That requires a lot of patience.
Oh,
Jesus help me.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
Jesus, take the wheel.
See, that reminds me of Carrie Underwood and you seeing her in the Hobby Lobby.
I know.
Oh, that's
Jesus,
right.
Take the wheel. Mama takes these scarecrows to the car.
Hey, have you read the Mercy Me blog? Have y'all read? Did you go look, Melanie, at Bart Millard's Flat Stanley at the Grammys?
No, you told me to, and I got busy. I don't know, painting my toenails or something. I don't remember why I didn't go do that.
Well, there's a picture of Bart Millard with Flat Stanley and Carrie Underwood on the Mercy Me blog. It made me laugh.
I think. Where is I'm looking for. What's their address?
I think it's mercyme.org, and then you have to do a / blog. I know that because I just put them on my blog roll the other day.
Wow, I'm glad they made your blog roll.
You're on my blog roll.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, it's not true.
It is so true. It is totally true.
Is it? My totally rocking blog roll.
He's checking.
Am I under family friendly blog roll?
No. Hold on now, I'm looking.
No, I'm not on your blog roll.
Then there is some sort of HTML error in there.
Yes.
There is.
Oh, the old HTML error.
No, I'm going.
Excuse.
I'm going to look right now. I'm going to look right now. If I have to add it live, I will add it live on the podcast. Hold on.
Oh, that old excuse.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking. I know you are. I could have sworn you were. How?
I got an email from one of my buddies, and he said, "I can't believe you're not on Boom Mama's blog roll."
You're making
that
up.
I got
that
a couple. No, I'm serious.
Okay, hold on. I gotta find it now.
Look, both of y'all are typing.
He's right. It's not on there. But you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say you're not on mine either, but I never update mine because I have multiple blog issues, and I'm not going to start talking about the HTML.
Oh, I wish you would, though. I wish you would talk about your blog issues.
No, you don't even want to know. They go so deep. It'll take years. It'll take years of therapy for me to recover from
Maybe
them.
Travis and Angela have some sort of tea you could use for those.
I was just getting ready to say, you need a blog cleanse.
I do. I'm in desperate need of a blog cleanse. But I have issues.
Okay, I'm scrolling down. Oh, you just. Okay, hold on. I'm going to make it bold. That's what I'm going to do.
I want a formal blog entry apology about not being on your
notes. You know what?
I don't think y'all are on mine.
You know what it is? Careful. We could say something dangerous that would get you in trouble and people wouldn't want to.
We could, because you never know when I'm going to throw out something.
You never know when Melanie's going to mention tequila or something. And then, you know, what are you going to do?
I have 2 days in a row. And somebody today was like, what's the deal with monkeys and tequila? I'm like, I don't know. It just made me laugh yesterday, so I used it again today. I have no reason.
Hold on. I'm typing.
Yeah, see, I'm not a real blogger. I haven't even looked at that favorite blogs list and a year.
When did you start
That's
your
so
blog?
Funny. Last year, last March or something.
Well,
yeah,
so you
last
had
March.
It for a while.
What made you start it? Because
I was just enjoying reading other people's blogs. At that point, I read like one blog a day, and that was Sean Groves' blog.
I love Sean Groves' blog.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I just thought, this is so interesting. And I said, Angela, I think I will start blogging some thoughts. And she's like, you do not have time to blog thoughts. You don't know words like immortality.
Or a soul.
Or a soul. No. So I just started. I don't know. And a lot of it was to keep my family just updated with pictures of the kids. And I just thought it was a cool way to. Because the busier we get, and we don't get to call home all the time, and
that's the best part.
Talk to all my siblings and stuff, so they get to keep up with what the kids are doing. That's really the main reason.
All right. Well, now that we've moved through the great blog roll scandal of 2008, here's another question. This is a story, so I have to read the story, and then anyway, it says, "I would like to know." This is from Anne. And she says, I would like to know what made Travis decide to record and sing at conferences Annie's song by John Denver. She said, it is totally my song and has been since forever. But if I had to pick something God would use to speak to me, this song never would have made the list. And then she said, this summer I went to see Beth, I'm assuming she means Beth Moore, speak at the Women of Faith Conference.
It's her friend Beth Jones. She went to go see her friend Beth.
In D.C. and was expecting a great word from her, but not really thinking much about the worship time. Travis led worship, and we sang the typical yet powerful rounds of In Christ Alone and Shout to the Lord. And then all of a sudden he bust out Annie's song. I almost fell out of my chair, except I think I was standing. It was like God was reminding me of how personally and intimately he knows me and loves me. And if that means pulling out some secular John Denver song from the 70s, well, he's willing to go there for me. So she said, isn't that neat? She said it was a super cool and unexpected God moment in my life that Travis helped to bring about. So I'm curious to know how that song made it into his repertoire. I don't think it's repertoire.
No, you're right. That, you know, I'm a child of the 70s, and my siblings were older, so I always kind of listened to their music. And I grew up loving John Denver. And my sister, being a pianist, you know, she would always have sheet music, mm-hmm. you know, like random, like John Denver and James Taylor sheet music. And I used to just love those songs. And I grew up just loving that song. And as I tell the story a lot when I sing that song, but as I came to know the Lord and that song was in my brain, it just seemed like a natural fit that mm-hmm. it was a song that you could sing to the Lord. And then when I did this last record, which was a different approach and kind of a different, whole different thing for me, and I was working with this producer, he just out of the blue said, you know what one of my favorite songs is, and I think it could be a Christian song. And he told me it was Annie's song, and it was like a done mm-hmm. deal. We didn't debate it, we didn't question it. We were just like, this has to be on the record. I love it. I love that song. And you know, on the next one, I'm going to put Grandma's Featherbed.
Are you really?
No.
Well, I figured it was better to say, are you really, than to say,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
No. Don't do it.
I know, but I am going to find a way in my record somewhere to say the old folks spit and chew.
Maybe Melly and I should produce your next record. I would just say things like, sing louder. Can you make it louder?
Mm-hmm. Sing more cowbell. That's my...
I have this thing, like every... David always laughs because he says if I ever could produce somebody's record, every song would have a moment where the music drops out and it's just them singing, because I have a weakness for that with a song. You know, like if they're going along and then the music drops out and they keep singing. Oh, that's a good song.
Like, give me the beat, boy, to scream my song.
Do we have to pay you now because you just sang?
Two T's.
Two T's, two L's. Okay. All right. So we have to have at least one Beth Moore question that's not Melanie and me giving you a hard time. And this one is okay. From Christy. And it's a very general question. She says, how did you come to work with Beth Moore and how long have you been with her?
Oh, gosh. This is our 10th year.
Really?
We celebrate 10 years this year. And y'all listen to this. This is what I love about God. Our 10th year and our 100th event and our 50th state.
Wow.
All line up.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That is so cool.
Yeah. I was leading worship for some other Lifeway events back in like 1996, 97, 98. And the same people that do... her events were doing these other events, and they called me up, this lady named Faith Watley, who is amazing. And she said, you know, we have this lady that she writes women's Bible studies, and we're going to do some events with her and see if they fly, mm-hmm. which really makes me mm-hmm. laugh now.
And how big were the events then, really? Like, how big would it be?
The like 3,000 was the first one.
Well, that's a big crowd.
Yeah,
it was a big crowd. It was we were blown away. There were four the first year, and so we did the first event. Beth and I had met once back in like 93. She came through at the church I was at the time, serving as the worship pastor, and because she had done the youth weekend. And so, could you imagine Beth Moore doing your youth camp?
No,
I cannot.
And so we had met and just had, you know, a fun exchange then. Kind of could tell we were kind of kindred spirits, and then. she asked if I would do these events, and I said I'd be glad to. I said, I don't know why you're not getting a lady worship leader, you know, to do it. And so she had some reasons, and she said, I just, you know, feel like you're who the Lord has led me to ask. So we did the first event, and then the following Monday after that weekend, Beth faxed into Lifeway just a big sheet that said it's a match.
Aww.
So
aww.
That's how it happened, and man, so thankful. You know, a lot of amazing things have happened because of my association with her, and you know, countless things that you could write on paper, but the way she has just sewed into our mm-hmm. lives and our kids' lives is just we don't have words for it. And I wish, you know, everybody could know that what they see, you know, from a stage or a video is only a portion of how real and genuine and amazing of a person she is. And Keith, her husband, her kids, they're the real deal.
I just could cry.
I know
I could too, really. My heart kind of full about it right now, and I'm really, really grateful.
Maybe, yep. Travis, could you lead?
Bring it. Oh, Lord.
I was going to say, could you lead us in
something? I am
too. Could you just do a little?
As a matter of fact, I have Mandika here. Come sing Shackles now.
You know, Alex calls Shackles the silly song. He loves that song because on Mandisa's CD, you know, at the beginning when it's like the Mary, Mary, Mary thing, he just flat boogies down in the backseat of that song. We love it.
I love it, too. You know, when we first started doing that song, like in 2001, I guess it was, and I would make Beth introduce it because I was so scared we were going to get letters about
really?
It. It was before the song was... so huge. You know, Beth has, she'll say this from the stage, you know, she goes, I have much wilder taste in music than Travis
right.
does. But, so I would always pull her up on stage. I'd give her the look up the front pew, and she'd walk up and introduce the song. So if we would get letters, they'd go.
Why did you think you were going to get letters? Because Baptists didn't think they should dance.
I guess, I don't know. It was just back then, you know, things have progressed so quickly. In the area of worship that, you know, even 6 or 7 years ago, it was different than it is now, that to say, take the shackles off my feet. So
oh, God, we've got to send you another check now.
Well, you haven't written the other ones, so just put them together.
We'll just start a tab. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Two T's.
All right.
We'll give you the gross profits from our blogs for the last month. It's going to be that
$10. That's right.
And some hair.
I'll be paid in hair bows.
And cereal. Okay. Hold on. This is from... I don't know.
Are we bored? Are these people bored? We're just basically laughing on tape.
That's all Melody and I ever do.
I know.
So it's just...
The only thing going to tape is laughing.
That's all that's on tape.
On tape. Okay, this is a question, but there's no name. There's just an email address, which I won't read. But anyway, this is there are several questions for you, Travis, and then we may have to ask you more questions on the next one. We'll divide it up. But what's your favorite Christian song by another artist?
Oh, good question.
Oh, gosh.
That's hard.
Not favorite worship song, but favorite song.
It just says favorite Christian song by another artist.
Oh gosh, current? Not current. What?
She did not.
I'm so
she did
confused.
Not specify the parameters, Travis. I don't know.
Must have protein. I can't think. I can't process. You know what? The first thing that comes to mind is Redeemer. Like mm-hmm. I think the quintessential great Christian song is Redeemer by
mm-hmm.
Nicole.
It's a good one.
There's just yeah. I think that's my favorite. Then there are other categories, like my favorite worship chorus is Wonderful, Merciful Savior,
mm-hmm.
or In Christ Alone, maybe, but mm-hmm. yeah.
I love In Christ Alone.
And I'm a chick singer. I like chick singers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite artist of all time is Cindy Morgan. Like, her ballad.
You may have mentioned that before.
Me and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so her song, I Will Be Free, is one of the greatest songs, you know.
I have a story about that. I'm not going to tell that story right now, but I will tell you that story some other time.
Did you sing that in the Miss
Mississippi? No, I said I would have if I had ever been in it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But it required that you have to wear a swimsuit, so therefore I was not in it. In front of people.
You have to wear a swimsuit to sing I Will Be
No,
Pretty?
No, to be in the Miss Mississippi pageant.
I'm kidding.
Okay, keep going. Answer something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she says, do you have a favorite Christian book?
The Bible. The Bible.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know what that would be. I had a great encounter with the Lord when I read Seizing Your Divine Moment.
I have not read that.
By Edwin McManus.
I have another one of his books, but not that one.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Erwin McManus. Yeah. I'm sorry, I said Edwin McManus. He wrote that, right? I think he did.
Well, we can Google it, and if you said the wrong thing, I'll delete it.
Seizing Your Divine Moment. Actually, Beth told me about that book years ago, and it was really, it just the time of my life when it hit me, it was pretty great.
And then she says, "What was your favorite family vacation?"
As a child or as a parent?
Let's say as a parent.
As a parent, you know, just this past year, we spent a week at Pensacola mm-hmm. Beach and had the time of our lives. And I don't know, my kids are at that age, it's so much fun. And it just was dreamy to me just to get away and do nothing for a week. And two of our friends who sing on my praise team came with us for part of it, Nerva and Seth. You would
I remember. You put pictures
Seth.
On your blog, I think. I remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 I did. Uh-huh. Seth sings with me most everywhere, and he's amazing, one of my best friends. And his wife, Nerva, sings with Toby Mac. She's the girl that is up there, you know, who's, like, so cool and amazing, and she sings with him. But when she's not with him, she'll come with us sometimes. So cool. To have friends and my wife and my kids there for 1 week, it was pretty on top of it.
I enjoy the beach. It's my favorite.
Now, I will say that I think God's favorite place next to Boone, North Carolina is Hawaii, because we did an event there once with Beth in 1999. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy beautiful.
I have never been.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I went
well,
when I was
13,
but I didn't really appreciate it. I was at that time I was busy honing my typing. So
she was prepping for that typing contest.
Yes, in Hawaii.
Yes.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have been able to go if we would have had to pay for it. So we felt really blessed, but it was beautiful. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh. It is beautiful.
We won't subject you to any more of the questioning. Well, I have more.
I've liked
and
it.
So we can do it on another podcast. Okay.
Okay.
Assuming that you'll come back again. Which, you know, I really wouldn't blame you if you did.
Okay. Well, we need a hello and a goodbye. We'll sign on later. We'll tweet.
Okay, we'll do that later. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.
When's your birthday? Is it today?
It's today.
Shut up.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Well, look at that. It's a very special birthday podcast.
Okay, baby, I was just
It
kidding.
Is.
We
let's
had no
sign,
idea.
Let's start recording and y'all sing happy birthday to me.
We should.
Well, except that I would be far too embarrassed to sing on any sort of tape. Oh, my word. Hey, hold on. Alex, can you sing happy birthday to Mr. Travis?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Travis. Happy birthday to you.
That was so good.
Oh,
buddy.
Yay.
That was so good.
That was so good.
He wants to know if you blew out your candles.
I'm going to tonight.
How fun! Happy birthday!
He did blow his candles, Mama.
Yes, Bobby, he's gonna blow out his candles. We're gonna give you.
He just blew his candles.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a podcast for your birthday.
Yeah,
Mama.
Okay.
Mama,
hold on one.
My wife is making me my favorite cake, strawberry cake.
How does she make it?
I don't know. She's got an amazing recipe.
I love
cream cheese icing. What kind of buttercream icing? What kind of icing? strawberry cake. Or strawberry. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Millie enjoys icing.
No, we're
not. I enjoy icing too. There's no stopping with icing. Hey, Angela, what kind of icing's on that strawberry cake? Buttercream or cream cheese? Big and Boo, they want to know. No, it's not a camera. Did you hear that?
I did.
She goes, don't flip it around here.
Trust me, we would never use a camera.
No, gosh, no. Uh-uh.
Thanks for having me.
You, Melanie, are you there? Okay, that's perfect. I'm leaving it just like that.
Okay, let's do it again.
She's not there, I don't think. Is she there?
I know I can't answer right
I don't
now.
Think she's there.
She's not
I
there.
I think she left to go get Caroline. But I can get her to record that later on.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll be on later on tonight.
Post-celebration. Well, happy birthday. I wish we had known.
Thanks.
We would have tried to round up some sort of salute or something. I don't know what we would have done, but...
It would have been more like, salute.
Like hee-haw.
Like hee-haw.
I used to have the hee-haw overalls. But Alex sang happy birthday to you, so it was...
Yeah, that was a treat. Tell him thank you.
Well, y'all have a great day, and we'll holler at you later. Thanks, Travis,
okay.
A bunch.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.